We continue our learning. Leil Nishmas David ben Menachem, Munishen Chaim Yaakov, Munichos Eliyahu. We are in Maaser Sheni, the last parak, parak hey. This parak discusses the halachos of Neta Ravai, or Kerem Ravai. It's the fourth year fruit. We know the first 3 years, Sukkim, Pashas, Kedoshim teach us, first 3 years of a fruit tree are called Arla. We're not permitted to eat. They're not permitted to get a benefit. Can't even sell. Can't even feed it to our animals the first 3 years. In the fourth year of the fruit tree, so it's what we call Neta Ravai. We bring that fruit to Yushalayim, and if we don't want to schlep it there, we can redeem it onto coins. Similar to Maaser Sheni. How do I know that? Well, there's Gzeira Shava. We have the same word, Kodesh, in the context of Maaser Sheni, where it says Kodesh Lashem. And when in Parshas Kedoshim, it says, when it comes to the Arla, it says in the fourth year, Neta Ravai Vashanah Raviyis Yeh Kol Peryo Kodesh Hilu Lim Hashem. There's the word Kodesh. So here we compare the two and say, well, Maaser Sheni can be redeemed, so this also can be redeemed. So the laws of Maaser Sheni similar. So really, maybe this parak should have been in Masechas Arla. At the end of Masechas Arla, has three prakim. Maybe the fourth parak should have been Kerem Avai. That would have been perfect. Three prakim, then the fourth parak for the fourth year. But it's here because of the comparisons that we have between Neta Ravai or Kerem Ravai and Maaser Sheni, the redemption, the bringing the produce to Shalayim, this Gzera Shava. So it became the last parak of this Masechta. Now, Kerem Ravai, the Mishnah is going to use the word Kerem, vineyard. Why are we using the word Kerem? I thought it's Neta Ravai. So that is the debate, the beginning of the sixth parak of Brachos, whether or not this law of the fourth year of bringing the produce to Yushalayim or redeeming it onto coins as bringing the coins to Yushalayim only applies to a vineyard, or maybe it applies to a Kerem, or maybe it applies to everything. And therefore, it's not Kerem Ravai, it's Neta Ravai. That is the debate, and the Gemara there is discussing about the source of making a bracha on food, on fruit. So maybe I only make a bracha on grapes, a bracha rishona. Neta Ravai tells me I make a bracha on all fruits. The Gemara, as it's discussing, perhaps the source of a bracha rishona. One other thing to be mindful of is that, generally speaking, we accept the position of Neta Ravai. That means in Eretz Yisrael, where this halacha is primarily is, we'll see, it applies to Chutzarts as well, but as Arla as well, these halachos are applied to Eretz Yisrael. In Chutz La'aretz, the laws of Arla Neta Ravai are halacha l'moshe misinai. And the rule is, kol ha'mekel ba'aretz halacha k'mosu b'chutz la'aretz. The lenient opinion in Eretz Yisrael we're allowed to rely upon in Chutz La'aretz. So what does that mean? It means, let's say, when it comes to the laws of Neta Ravai, so the lenient opinion says it only applies to Kerem, to grapes. The more machmir opinion says it applies to all fruit trees. So what does that mean? That means that in Eretz Yisrael proper, we'll say it applies to all fruit trees. But I can rely on that lenient opinion, and in Chutz La'aretz assume it's only Kerem Ravai. It only applies to grapes and not any other fruit trees. Although that's many hold that way, some of Farshim, some of Poskim say, no, we even should follow Neta Ravai in Chutz La'aretz as well. But of course, certainly grapes in the fourth year we have to treat with the Kedusha and deal with them as we would deal with Maaser Sheni produce, redeeming them onto coins, etc. So says our Mishnah, Kerem Ravai. How do I know, how do I identify that there's Kerem Ravai or Neta Ravai in the field so people know that they're not allowed to eat it here and it has to be brought to Yushalayim? So the Mishnah says, "Mitzayin oso bekozes os adama." We mark it with clumps of earth, vishel arla. And how are people going to know that the fruit in this field is arla? Vicharsis. I'm supposed to mark it with clay. Now, why am I marking Kodesh Yisrael today? People, you see a sign. People say, this is Arla. There's a sign, this is Arla. It's someone just planted it in the first 3 years. Or Kerem Ravai, Neta Ravai, etc. Why the difference in these different types of markers? So the different answers the Mefarshim give based on Yerushalmi and other places. The reason I'm using Adama Earth when it comes to Kerem Ravai is because the Bar Tanur explains, just like earth, you can't eat, but you can derive benefit from it eventually. You plow, you plant, you harvest. So too, the vineyard, I can't eat right now, but through redemption or bringing the produce to Yushalayim, I will be able to eat. Why am I using charsis when I'm using for Arla? Why clay? So clay is perfect for Arla. Because just like when it comes to clay, if I have crops and I plant them in clay, you're not going to have enough produce that's going to come from those crops even to replant the next year. So it's not going to happen. So that's why Orla is a reminder. Charsis is a perfect reminder. Asr Bahana, because if clay will also, if I try to plant anything in clay, I'm not going to get any benefit eventually the next year from it. So that's a reminder by Arla. Others claim no, Charsis is more durable. It's able to last longer than earth. Earth kind of breaks up very quickly. So in order to remind ourselves, there's a 3-year thing going on here when it comes to Arla, as opposed to 1 year. So earth is for 1 year and clay is for 3 years, or just the fact that it's more severe. I use something that's going to last longer. The Mishnah continues, Vishel Kavaros. People may know this from the beginning of Moed Katan. When it comes to the cemeteries, how do I know there's a cemetery? So make sure Kohanim or Nazirim shouldn't come close. Bisid, you mark it with lime, umam chavishofech, lime that I mix with water and then I pour. I pour around the area. Where am I putting these things? The marker, some say, let's say when it came to the field, so I'm putting on the borders of the vineyard, maybe next to it. Same thing when it comes to the lime. The lime is white. It resembles like bone. So it reminds me that what do I have here around the... within the lime border, I have bones. There's a cemetery here. And where am I putting them? So we don't place the lime, that marker, right over the grave. Why? If you're carrying something that you cannot become tummy, let's say truma. So why would you want to be reminded right when you're on the grave, oh my gosh, I'm on a grave, now it's too late. Obviously, you want the marker to be there before to make sure the marker is actually distanced on all four sides from where the grave is to make sure that person knows not to get close. Mishnah continues, Rav Shimon Gamliel disagrees with the Tanakhama. Think about what the Tanakhama is saying. Here I am, I'm coming to someone's field. Oh, there's a sign that says, this is Arla. So make sure that you don't get a hana from it. Why do I care? Why should the owner care? I don't belong there. This is not mine. Or Karim Ravai, what are you afraid? I'm going to come to the field and pluck off a fruit, a fig. And what am I going to do? I'm going to eat it right here without bringing it to Yerushalayim. Who cares what happens to me? I'm a ganav. I don't belong taking that stuff out of the person's field. So Shimon Gamliel, we don't have to put markers for people so they know that there's Arla here. The owner knows there's Arla here. I need the guy next door to know this is Arla. Why? So he doesn't steal? Or when he steals, he knows what to do and what not to do with it? No, I don't have to worry about that. And we quote the phrase, the Yishami has, Halitehu l'Rasha v'yamos. Yeah, let the Russia take it. Let him die. Who really cares? We don't have to worry about him. When do I have to worry about this? Bishvias, yeah. In the Shemitah year, then it's important for people to know if this is Arla or this is Karim Ravai, Neta Ravai. Why? Because in the Shemitah year, everything's Hefker. So people are allowed to take stuff from my field. So that's why in those years, Bishvias, we put up the markers to know what's Arla, what's Neta Ravai. That's Nuim. The very modest people. What do we know about the very modest people? So who are these people? These are very pious people. These are people who are afraid. We're going back to the Ravai Halacha. These are not in the Shemitah year, the regular Ravai Halacha. They are so worried that people, even the Ganav, potential Ganav, he's not going to recognize the marker. He won't know clay. He's not going to know, well, take nectar, right? He's not going to know the earth. The clumps of earth is a sign for anything. So they're so afraid that someone's going to do something wrong with the Karim Ravai, the Neta Ravai. So this is what they do. But Snuim, these discreet people, Minichin Esamosrom, and they would take coins in advance and say, Kolanil Kat Mizeh, whatever is collected from here, Yehimuchula Amos Eilu, will have its Kedusha transferred onto these coins, will be deconsecrated onto these coins. What are they doing in effect? They're redeeming all of the produce potentially that someone may eat. So that's when the person eats it, he's actually eating chulin, and the coins have the kedusha, and then they'll bring the coins to Yerushalayim. Now, we're not going to go into the discussion, the lengthy discussion, how does this even work? One of the possibilities is brera, a retroactive clarification. When the person takes the produce, how do I know what he's going to pick? that I know it's Michal. You can in advance, you can redeem. What are you redeeming? You don't even know what he's going to pick. So is that Brera? But Brera only works on Derabanans. We say Ain Brera by Doraisa. So a lot of discussion about that. We're not going to discuss that, but that's what the Tznuim would do to protect people, even Ganavim, from doing something wrong with the Kerem of the Net Aravai. Perek, Hey, Mishnah, Beis. Kerem Ravai Haya Ole Yerushalayim Mahalach Yom Echad L'Chol Tzad. So this, we're going to discuss a Takana D'Rabban and something the rabbis instituted regarding Kerem Ravai. Midoraisa, how do we treat Netar Ravai like Maaser Sheni? And what is that? You bring it to Yerushalayim to eat it there, or you redeem it onto money. Okay, and you bring the money to Yerushalayim and you buy food there. Now, when it comes to, let's say, the Netar Ravai, Kerem Ravai produce that entered Yerushalayim, just like Maaser Sheni, you're not allowed to redeem it. Once it's in Yerushalayim, it's too late to redeem. That is the halacha. If it hasn't entered Yerushalayim, so we can redeem it. I can redeem it. As long as I'm 1 foot outside Yerushalayim, I can redeem it. However, the Chachamim said, if I have Ravai produce that's within a day's travel trip to Yerushalayim, you're not allowed to redeem it. You're not allowed to redeem it. Even though I officially, midoraisa, I can redeem my Kerem Ravai like I can redeem Maaser Sheni outside Yerushalayim. How far out? Even an inch outside Yerushalayim? But if you're within 1 day's journey to Yerushalayim, we don't allow you to do so. Why do they do that? So, you know this phrase from Maseches Beitza and other places, Kedei La'ater Shukei Yerushalayim Paris. Mishnah doesn't say that, but the Mefarshim explains say that. The Gemara says that in order to adorn, literally to crown, the markets of Yerushalayim with fruit. What's the problem? When people are bringing produce to Yerushalayim, so they typically eat the produce there. But we want the markets of Yerushalayim to look beautiful. So in order to make sure that that happens, we say that we don't want people would bring their own fruit to Yerushalayim, and they wouldn't need to buy any fruit from Yerushalayim. So we want to make sure that we have a lot of fruit in Yerushalayim. It's adorned. There's a lot of stuff that's around. The only way to ensure that is to tell someone that if you're within a certain distance of Yerushalayim, you can't redeem it. No coins. I want you to bring your fruit to Yerushalayim. So that's how we do so. So here, you'll sell your Ravai, Netar Ravai, Kerem Ravai produce to the markets in Yerushalayim. There'll be a ton of produce there because you're bringing it from outside, from your fields, within 1 day of Yerushalayim. That was the Takana Drabana. And the question is, okay, you said a Mahalach Yomah L'Chol Tzad, the Ezo Hitchuma. So what are the borders here exactly? So here we have a list of the cities. I may so know some of these mentioned in Parshas Maaseh. Elas min hadarom. Don't get confused. This is not a lot, even though it says a lot. This is a lot. Obviously, it's not because our a lot may not have been part of the borders of the land of Israel promised Avraham Avinu. But besides that, it's not a walk days as fast as you can make run. It's not a day's walking distance to Yerushalayim. So elas min hadarom is a 1 day journey south of Yerushalayim, and that is. From there, Va'akrabas ben Atzafon, and the city Akrabas in the north, that was also 1 day's journey, and obviously from there and inward, Lod ben Amarav, the city of Lod from the west, also 1 day journey, Va'ayardein ben Amizrach, and the Jordan River from the east. Anyone who had a field within those areas, within those boundaries toward Yerushalayim, could not redeem his master. Sheni had to, it's not such a big schlep. You can handle it. You have to bring your produce Yerushalayim, Kedei La'ater Shukei Yerushalayim Peros, so that there is a lot of fruit in Yerushalayim. Umisherabu HaPeros. But when we saw there was a large supply of fruit in Yerushalayim and the markets were adorned, Hiskinu Sheyehe Nifteh Samach Lachoma, they made a takana that you can now redeem it right next to the wall. They rescinded that part, that original takana. Utnai Haya Hadavar, but right there was a stipulation. Sheimasai Sheyirtsu Yachzur Hadavar Lichmos Shahaya. But within that takana, or the rescinding of the takana, was they could always go back. If they saw that we weren't having enough fruit in Yerushalayim, they could go back to the original takana that if you're within a day's journey of Yerushalayim, you cannot redeem it, and you would have to bring your produce there. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Mishachar Beisam Mikdash Hayatanai Hazer. Rabbi Yossi says, he argues. He says, the Chachamim did not rescind the original takana because there was so much produce in Yerushalayim. No. They rescinded it after Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, when Yerushalayim we didn't have any places. We didn't have markets that we needed to be adorned. So that's why Rabbi Yossi says, no, that's not, nothing to do with that Tanai. And therefore, they rescinded it merely because the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, having nothing to do with the fact that it was a lot of produce. Now, if that's true, Rabbi Yossi obviously disagrees with the Tana Kama as to what was this Tanai, that came along. Right, the Chachamim, right, he would say that the Chachamim made it tonight that the original Takana would be reinstated when the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt. That would be what was the stipulation that must have been built in to the Takana when they took away when there was no issue of the marketplaces. But when there's a Beis HaMikdash once again, and we'll have marketplaces that need to be adorned, so the Chachamim said we have the right to reinstate the Takana. Utanai haya ema sai shivem Beis HaMikdash yachzor hadavel chamo shahaya. And indeed, that's what Rabbi Yossi says. The Tanai was, when the Beis HaMikdash is once again rebuilt, the halacha will return to its original din of, if you are within a day's distance of Yerushalayim, you have to bring your produce and cannot redeem it outside the walls.